G Lou Show. Westside Wednesdays. You know how we do it. Coming from the west side. Coming from the west side. Westside Wednesday Church. Ain't nothing going on but these Westside rap songs. Hitting all night long. Just like me and the OG family. Other stations wanna ban me, cause they can't stand me. And love and memory is Stanley. We represent the West Coast weekly, monthly, annually. Now we blog talk on the radio every Wednesday night. I can show you which way to go. Only station playing Nipsey the Quick. One time for the rules, can't forget Mitchie Slick. Every Wednesday from 7 to 9, we gon' keep this West shit all the way live. So tell a hater, tell a player. In the words of my homie Big Tweed, we proceed to keep it gangster. Coming live from the G Lou Show, so you already know how we do it, homie. Coming from the west side. Coming from the west side. West Side Wednesday, the G Lou Show. Every Wednesday night, 7 to 9 p.m. Pacific, 10 to 12 Eastern. 914-803-4001. Westside Church. OG Music Productions 2016. Welcome to the G Lou Show. Fabulous. Westside Wednesdays radio show. I am G Lou. We are back at it once again. Welcome everyone to another show. Shout out to our sponsors, BTP Media Group, Jeff Kwan and the Kwan Glomerate. 93.3 Tweed FM Ism. After Six Screws Mix tomorrow night, the Whispers will be live on Tweed Cadillac Show. I'll be there with them. Make sure you tune in at 7 p.m. Also, Dee Dee Harrison, author, publisher, producer. Check out her books on Amazon.com. Shout out to Normani Candles. Check them out as well. They'll have your house smelling fresh, immaculate. That's Normani Candles. Follow them on IG. Check the website out, normanicandles.com. Also, the G Lou Show YouTube channel. Make sure you go over there right now. Tap in, hit that subscribe button, and check out all the content we got up there already. That being said, it's the world famous Westside Wednesday radio show. I am G Lou. And we are here tonight for your service. Don't get nervous. Oh, check it out. I got Queen Jean with me. Shout out to Queen Jean. Is in the building. Hey, Queen.
Hey, hey, hey. How you doing?
Doing great. Look at you sounding all jazzy. What's up, Queen? How you feeling?
I'm feeling better than I was yesterday and the day before that and the day before that. All praise to the Most High.
That part. Yes. You came in with that energy tonight. Go ahead, Queen. Okay, okay. I like it. 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 Prayers up to you and
Thank
the whole
you.
Fam. How is, you know, I know besides everything, you know, everything inside your world, how is everything going out outside your world as you look out your window?
Everything is sunshine. It's great.
Okay.
Absolutely no complaints.
Okay.
You know, everything is great.
Everything is everything.
Everything is everything,
they
you
say.
Know.
What
yeah,
they
everything
say
is everything.
Part.
And I'm
okay.
not going to say it's going to be what it's going to be because it's only going to be what we allow it to be, what we make it to be, and what God says it's going to be.
Right, what God
that.
Said it's going to be. Yeah, that part.
Yeah.
That part.
Had to check
that
my,
part.
I had to check myself. Like, wait a minute, hold
right.
up. Yeah, what God says, not what you allow. Get him. What? That's not what prayer told you this morning.
Right,
backtrack, girl, and just remember what was being talked about this morning during the prayer service.
Right.
So, yeah.
Right,
all,
right.
All praise to the Most High and gratitude
that
to
part.
The Most High. And, you
that
know.
Part. Gratitude is attitude.
And that's what, absolutely. And you have a self of gratitude or just gratitude, and your attitude would be outstanding. You don't
that
fight
part.
Fire with fire, because when you fight fire with fire, you're living in hell. So, yeah, that part.
Explosive. Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure. For sure. I'm so glad I got you on here tonight, Queen. I'm happy. I didn't really know if I was gonna expect you, but I'm glad you are here. I'm happy about it. Also,
thank
I want to
you.
Give a shout out to. You're welcome, Queen. You're very welcome. I want to give a shout out to my mom. Celebrated her birthday yesterday, June 20th. So, shout out to Mom Dukes. I didn't do all the post much. She was low key with me, but we had a good time. Went out to eat. So shout out to my mom celebrating her birthday yesterday. Them Geminis, shout out to the Geminis out there. Mom, I love you.
Well,
you know what I mean? And anybody else out there celebrating a birthday, happy birthday. Just want to put that out there.
Well, with all respect, your mother deserves her honor to be a Gemini. and happiest birthday, yes. Happy birthday to your
thank
beautiful
you.
Queen Mother. And may you all continue
thank
to
you.
Be blessed. To spend many more years with her, because that is something precious and priceless.
Yes, yes, it is. Thank you, Queen. Appreciate it.
Very
shout out to
welcome.
Mom Dukes. Love you, Mama. You know, yeah, so it's a beautiful thing. We got Queen here tonight. She got good energy. We chilling. You know what I mean? It's West Side Wednesday. Shout out. I want to give a special shout out to Big Y from Inglewood, man. They buried him at his service yesterday, I believe. And, man, they showed up out there, man. So that just shows you all the love Big Y had. So I want to give a special shout out to Big Y. I was blessed to interview him a while back, man, you know, have a little relationship with him. So he's an Inglewood legend, you know. So shout out to Big Y. Rest in peace, homeboy.
Absolutely.
Will be missed. Yes.
Yes, they did show up. You know, when you have them coming from both sides, you know you respect by all. So
right.
Yeah.
Right.
Shout out to
they
Big Y.
They was out there for him. Yeah.
They were out
they
there
up.
Performing and all that. So yeah.
Yeah.
Shout out to you know
Big Y. And shout out to Jim. I'm glad you said performing, because shout out to Juneteenth. Everyone celebrated Juneteenth. It was beautiful. I'm glad it's being recognized as a national holiday now. It was beautiful. I saw the events on TV, everything that was going on all over the country. But L.A. showed up and showed out, had some great events out there. And I just want to say this, not to put negativity on it, but I'm sure everyone's seen the negative shit, though, mainly with the youngsters. And I'm just so disappointed. I don't know what's going on. With our young men and women, young babies out there, but we got to get a hold of this right here, because it's just real bad right now with these youngsters, Queen. I don't even know at this point. It's almost kind of scary, you know. But not to dampen the Juneteenth, but because it was beautiful. But youngsters kind of put a damper on it. I'm not gonna lie, but we're just gonna pray
yeah.
for them. But I don't know, Queen.
It's not. You know, they did arrest some people today, so that's a great
okay.
thing. But
okay.
but it was when I seen it, I had my emotions just immediately went into like, if my hair could have stood straight up on my head, that's what it would have been, because
right.
I was just like, look at this. These because they're youngsters,
right.
they're not being taught. They don't even understand what Juneteenth is about.
Right.
I put up a
right.
post today that says. Let me see if I can find it. We are living in some dark, wicked, evil days. Pray for your children like never before. Satan is after this generation big time. And if there's
yes.
no prayer going on, you know, you got to have more than one person praying. It used to be as long as you got one person under the umbrella praying for the family, that's good, but no, the way the world is now and how deep Satan is out here and these kids are just lost, you need more than one person praying in the family.
Right.
Excuse me. So prayer is very important, as you say, 7 days without prayer makes 1 week. And we have to
yes.
even pray for these young people that we don't even know. I don't have to
right.
know your son, daughter, niece, nephew, auntie, uncle, cousin, brother, mother, sister to pray for them. I pray for everyone. And if it can just happen, we can probably get a better resolution on things. You know, it's going to take a while.
Right.
It's going to take a while because every day we have a newborn. So the generation,
right.
You know?
Right.
But that's what's happening. It's like these kids are being taught. Now, if they took Black history and put it back in school, then maybe they can learn some things. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Because it's like you said,
it's a big, exactly. And it's a big, the kids is bad, and it's sad, too. We got to pray for them. But at the same time, we can't put it all on them because their kids are adolescents. They don't know. A lot of them don't know what they're really doing right now. They won't hit them till probably later. But it starts, like you said, not only with the home and the parents, you know, how they're raising them and teaching them, but in schools as well, like a lot of programs. A lot of things have changed to where I don't think that the youngsters are getting the attention that they really need. So they're definitely getting it elsewhere. We know that. But they're not getting it in the places that they need to first. So that's where it starts at. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So we can't blame it all on them. You know what I mean? So it's a lot that goes with this. And it's a lot, you know, that has to be done as a whole, like you said.
Yeah, there's a lot of, children who have parents who are drug addicts.
Right.
In this time now. There's a lot of domestic violence going on in homes now.
Right.
You know, and these kids don't know how to handle it. They wear a mask.
Right.
But the moment they get that chest stuck out and they feel like, okay, this is a get away with it moment because
they get outside.
Everybody over is at Juneteenth. Now we can do this. You know what I'm saying?
Turn up.
It was crazy. And the little one had to register. I said, he has to be gone.
That was the sad part, though, that happened. They just turning up. But it was to a point, I don't even think they knew what they were doing. It was to a point they didn't even know what to do. They just, let's tear it up. And, okay, what do we do next? And like you said, it went to the register and taking screens off the wall. Like, shit, they can't even do nothing with. And then when they did get the register, like 1,000 little youngsters rushed the register. I'm sure none of them got no money, no more than $10 or $20 each. And when everybody rushed at the end of the day, it was worth nothing. You know what I mean? Like you said, some of the people on camera and whoever, you know, it's going to be a lot of petty charges, but some of the people took them registers and all that shit, they going to realize what they got into. You know what I mean? Because that's a whole nother level.
You know why? Because they're getting ready to be made examples of. That's what's going to happen. Come on.
Right.
They're getting ready to be made examples of because, see, you're in a historic location, in a historic location, and that McDonald's is not far from Leimert Park at all.
Exactly.
And you're just being, you don't even know what you're destroying. And then it's in the own, and I don't even know if these people live
in their own community. But like you said, it is an old community. Like Leimert Park is like that's a historic community. One that's very few that's left. You know,
absolutely.
Like we know, LA is changing real rapidly. You know what I mean? So it's like this is what I'm trying to get the youngsters and people to understand. It's changing real rapidly, and we gonna be extinct in that motherfucker in a minute. So it's like we can't be using this time to do shit that just worsen the situation. Killing each other, tearing up shit. This is what they want because this is the example they already trying to make.
Yeah, you wonder why they always poking at us. You give them something to
poke at.
Right.
You know, you keep giving them something to poke at.
Right.
Like,
and they
could
use this for Juneteenth, the people that do want to hate on, even though Juneteenth was beautiful, it had a lot of, the whole day was beautiful.
It was
negative, but they're going to put that out there, though, to say, okay, see, this is what they do. We give them they little holiday, and this is what they're doing. You know, they're going to exploit that.
Are they really free?
Right.
Mm. Yeah. So
gotta, like you said, marinate on it, like you be saying.
Yeah. Marinate on it, you know. Let's just keep praying, you know. Let's just keep praying.
Yes.
Yeah. So anyway, I'm just glad that they did arrest some of the people because they need to be taught a lesson. You know, if they need mental health and these are young kids, then get them that mental health as well because that's what's needed. You know what I'm saying?
Don't just
throw them under and be like, oh, you're a criminal. Give them some help. You never know what's going on in these kids. Yeah, you never know what goes on in these homes of these.
And that's what fucks up, too. They throw them right in jail or give them cases and then put them in the system. And then now they're scarred and messed up, you know, and they never may have just needed a conversation or ask them what was going on or some help. But now all that's thrown out because you put them in the system, and then it just gets worse from there.
Then there's somebody else. Nobody cares.
Yeah.
You know.
Somebody else said it. So many states had, say it was going on all over the place. You know what I mean? This is just bad, but it's mainly these youngsters, you know, and it's just, you know, I know we all were young at one time. We all did crazy shit, so I'm not going to just say just that bad with these youngsters because it's bad. But at one time, we all were youngsters. We all did crazy shit. But it's just the rate and the things that are going on, what they're doing now is just, you know, I don't know. It's just on a different level, you know?
Yeah, it's on a different level because they have no conscience and they're not trying to,
you know,
they don't even know how to be slick. They don't even know how to go do anything. You know what I'm saying? So they just doing it. You know, so if anybody else have an opinion on this or want to speak on it, you know, feel free to call in. We're not at all putting the damper on Juneteenth because our holiday. These are just young people, and they were all young people that I've seen who just don't know any better.
Right.
They know better, but they don't know better. You know, it's a yin-yang thing, like. So if anyone wants to speak on it, feel free to call in 914-803-4001 and press 1. I would love to hear someone else's opinion on this. Like, you know, where are
that
we?
Part.
And it's Westside Wednesday, so.
That part.
Mm-hmm.
We on the west.
Yeah.
Hey, So, check this out. Anyone out there, like we said, like Queen said, want to call in, you got to think about it, you know, want to add any input. 914-803-4001. Press 1 so we know you're there. You can speak, and we'll talk about it. We're going to take a quick little break, play some jams. I'm going to get some ice, and we're going to kick it because it is Westside Wednesday. Once again, shout out to my mama. Happy birthday. Love you. We'll be right back. G Lou, Queen Jean, West.
I want to say good evening. I'm very proud of you. As you all know, I grew up in the South during Jim Crow, lived through segregation, I lived through integration. We moved to Los Angeles to have a better life and found that things are very similar there as they were down South. So as a mother of 3 boys, we tried to raise them on my own. Wasn't perfect, but yes, I could, and I'm proud of my son, and I just want to say I love Louis, and thank you for doing the show, and keep doing what you're doing. People need to hear this.
I want to dedicate this one to Robert, Young Sandifer, and all other little young niggas that's in a rush to be dead.
As a young nigga, I'm on my running in the wind. Give anything to be that innocent again. When I was 10, I didn't think, but I was hanging with the homies till the niggas started slinging that they don't know me. I've got my hustle on, learned to ignore what couldn't pay me. Lately I've been trying to make a million. Can you pay me with that jealousy? They need to fix me. Don't sweat me if the cowards really want me, come get me. And even I, someday we'll die, but I'm cautious. I'm in the ride, put down the clock, now we flossin'. Hit the freeway, let the wind blow. Drop the window, working with a 20s like a endo. Feeling good, stop through the hood, grab the young thug. And I get up and reminisce like when we slung drugs. So it's bad, but all we had was our hopes and dreams. Couldn't see unless we learned to slay dope to feed.
It's trying to be like everybody knows.
That's a young nigga.
He's always seen them from head to toe.
Back in junior high, when we was barely getting by, when daddy died, that's when my mama started getting high. My neighborhood was full of drive-bys, couldn't survive, all our homies living short lives. I couldn't cry, told my mama if I did die, just put a blunt in my casket, let me get my dead homies high. So follow me throughout my history. If it's the world sucking misery. As a young nigga, my only thing is to be paid. Life full of riches, avoid business to these days. Back in the day, we always found the time to play. But that's before they thought some gangbangers out of spray. Not just LA, but in the Bay and in Chicago and even St. Louis. Every stadium that I go in, will they change? Stuck in the game like a dumb nigga. Remember how it was to be a young nigga.
The kind of thing that everybody knows.
as a young nigga.
Always lit up from head to toe.
My memories as a young nigga.
Always counted strong like alcohol.
Young nigga.
Down in the outdoors.
I'm telling you, to be young, have your brains and have every limb and all that, yo. Y'all niggas don't know how good you really do got it. Motherfuckers need to just calm down and peep what the fuck they wanna do for the rest of their life. But you end your life before you begin your life, you dumb nigga.
Now that I'm grown, I got my mind on being something. Don't wanna be another statistic. Out here doing nothing, trying to maintain in this dirty game. Keep it real and I will, even if it kills me. My young niggas, break away from me, dumb niggas. Put down the guns and have some fun, nigga. The rest of come, nigga. Fame is a bad thing. That gangbanging, putting niggas in the casket. Murder for hanging at the wrong place at the wrong time. No longer living, cause he threw up the wrong sign. And every day, I watch the murder rate increases. And even worse, the epidemic and diseases. What is the future? The projects looking hopeless, where more and more brothers giving up and don't care. Sometimes I hate some brothers back up, I hit the weed. And I proceed to blow the track up for young niggas.
The kind of G like everybody knows.
For this young
nigga. He's always seen up from head to toe.
My memories of the young
nigga. Always got it strong like I'm a fool.
Slow nigga. For this young nigga.
He's the kind of G I've ever known.
As a young nigga.
He's the kind of G like everybody knows.
Have not. Little bad motherfuckers from the block.
From
the niggas that's 13 and 14 and rockin' Cadillacs and jeans and shit. See you, young motherfucking hustler,
young nigga.
Stay strong, nigga. You could be a fucking accountant, not a dope dealer. You know what I'm saying? Fuck around and you pimping out here. You could be a lawyer. Niggas gotta get their priorities straight.
Johnny Cox,
really though. Young nigga. Little rah rah.
Always hated like Al Capone. Always got it home. Down is the idea by now. The down is the idea.
Yeah, message. We're going to go to the phone lines. We come back. Somebody wants to talk about what we're talking about. Anyone else wants to talk about it, 914-803-4001. We're talking about Juneteenth and the youngsters, you know, what went down. You know, let's talk about it. We'll be right back. Wes.
Mixing at the MVE in 83, world class beats for free. I hooked up with this fool slanging cookies and shit. This rookies and shit, the stomping out the CPT. It was five niggas showing motherfuckers the streets. Picked up this cat from Dallas, then we went back in. Shit was wild when we broke them motherfuckers apiece. They said as long as you don't sing that shit about the police. Now, back on the coast, I don't bother no one. I keep strictly with the business till that shit get done. Making money, motherfuckers supposed to be having fun. But my faculty got fucked cause we fucked off one. They got me drunker than a skunk and getting paid and shit. Never really considered what was made and shit. Like a renegade and shit. Thanks to shit. Niggas couldn't fade, motherfucking gangster shit. Ice Cube was performing, yeah, he ain't no joke. Him and a bunch of Brooklyn niggas serving nothing but dunes. And we all stayed down, we all kept winning. Studios and hoes was just the beginning. Yeah, I'm just trying to live.
My life, my life,
my life. Yeah, gotta live.
My life, my life, my life.
They said them niggas is real, look how they ballin' and shit. When the business get up in it, the It's all new shit. Make sure it's straight, cause you gon' hate you waiting. Your shit fake. Be like, I can't fuck with that. Back to serving them cakes. I went to the liquor store so I can get me a drink. And I ounce and just bounce, get some pussy and bang. I see my nigga Doc, him and his security bawling. And one of his phones, that motherfucker was crawling. He hollering and shit, but I can't hear that nigga chawing. So I said, hold up nigga, got my shit, we all in. He said,
these papers fucked up, my nigga, you can check it out. If your shit fucked you, let's put our own fucking records out.
I got his information and went on my way. Went home and realized, shit, I'm giving paper away. Then there's a knock at the door. My brother Warren G with some niggas out of Long Beach called 213. We started working in deep cover. Said fuck it, we made it. They played it and they played it. Got faded and replayed it. They said it's the shit. G-Funk shit be knocking. The road was about to drop and it was on and popping. Yeah, I'm just trying to live.
Yeah, we are back at it. G Lou Show, Westside Wednesdays. G Lou, Queen Jen. And Queen, we got a caller.
Okay, good evening, caller.
Peace and gratitude.
Peace and gratitude.
Yo.
Good evening, to sir. The general, Almighty G Lou, and my
Much
sister,
love,
all here, Queen Jen, and it's your brother, Amari Dere, B.I.L.E., Straight Shooter.
Straight
man.
Shooter. Shoot straight.
Man.
Straight shooter.
I love what y'all tapping on, man. I hate that an event, a special event, turned out in such a way it did. But we got this dilemma, man. I think with our youngsters are like a snake with the head chopped off, man. You know? Look at a snake, you chop the head of the snake off, the body still is in motion for a while doing this thing with no direction. And that's been, I think, deliberately, my research and study has been deliberately done on many levels, from our best organizations, from the Black Panthers to the Nation of Islam to Blood, Crips to everywhere. Look at Larry Hoover, who's just sitting up in a prison and can't contribute or come back and correct the whatever the situation is with our young GDs out there, you know, so they take the head. And
I think that's a great analogy of what you just said.
Yeah.
I just want not to cut you off because I want you to continue. But I want to ask you, so do you think that is a problem? Because I think that's what a big problem is, too. There's no real leadership out here for these youngsters. Like you said, and the ones we do have, people like Larry or people, period, who can help, you know, they're not being allowed to do so.
But
go ahead.
I definitely feel that's the case from the smallest level, from your household, you know, from a father to a leader, being in the house, in the neighborhood, and on up to larger groups. I definitely think, I feel that's the situation. I think we got another situation at hand where I listen to David Banner, and he speaks about this often of how our generation, I think we were more balanced. However, we spoke this line about money being over everything, money over everything. So now you have a generation that actually lives that out, whereas they're not balanced. They don't have that consciousness. They don't have the respect for the era. They don't know the rules.
Because look, you know, not again. I just want to cut in again because I'm glad you spoke on that. Shout out to David Banner. But because our generation was fucked up too. Our generation really the one that kind of kicked this shit off. But we still had a little bit of balance, man, to where we knew right from wrong. We cut up and did all that, but it was still balanced and it was still hierarchy, and we still respected, you know, certain people and G's and older people and our parents and whatever. You know what I mean? So I think that's where the shit done got all the way left now.
Yeah. If you look at our generation, man, if we think back to our generation, we was raw as hell. I think we were the most feared generation because I think we had a balance, even though we were imbalanced in the way where we were slaughtering each other and killing each other out there. If that energy was turned around, which I think it was really in a pivotal state from your, you know, you had your mix of your NWA, DJ Quick, to your Public Enemy. It could just like switch at any moment in any direction. However, it goes back to the deliberate guidance of where I think it's been headed. I think you look at an advertisement and a commercial. What's the objective and the goal of a commercial? It's to create a desire for a product. And
right.
I think that we have been advertised just straight up filth, deliberately.
Mm-hmm.
Now think about what you see in the days. It was balanced. The Teen Summit,
right.
Your Rap City. It was
exactly. Teen Summit. We had shit on there. I'm glad you said that. We had shows.
Man.
We had the Rap City shit, the bullshit. But they had balance because they had the Teen Summit, which was a great show that came on Saturdays and spoke to the youth. You know, you had a lot of different shows that showed different shit. Now you don't have any of that. All you're going to see, BET really, none of those, they don't even have programming anymore. Let's keep it real. So it's just like,
I
don't know, man. Go ahead, Queen.
I was just going to say, because you mentioned BET, now that's all been ready to change. You see they've already taken the letter Housewives off of BET because Tyler Perry has bought that, and he's not going to have that on his, you know, that's not going to be part of his representation. So I think we might see some better things.
I do, but let me add this, Queen. No disrespect to Tyler Perry. I love Tyler Perry and what he just did buying the network. But are we going to get that? Because see, Tyler Perry already has a stock in BET, and what we have on there now is just all the Tyler Perry movies and shows. No disrespect, but all of his stuff ain't really, you know, my cup of tea, you know. So it's like, so are we, now that he does have it, is he going to balance it out, not just make it be all about him?
Well, I hope that he does, because I'm not a Tyler Perry fan. I don't watch too many of the movies, and people be surprised, like, what? No, I'm not into Tyler Perry. He's not one of, I just don't. But I'm just saying, because he bought BET, I am hoping that he can bring something other than, you know, Tyler Perry movies.
I agree.
Something of substance.
I agree.
You know what I'm saying?
Agree.
Something that's going to help our to bring our unity for us to become more unified. Don't bring garbage on there. Bring something on there of substance
bring
for us
back.
Where people will actually, you know, just tune into it, because that's what's needed. And I do like what you said, my brother, when you said the head being cut off and it's just a body. And we all know how a snake moves. They move quick, fast, and with no conscience. They're fearless. They just go. So I love that you said that, and that's going to stick with me. And I may even repeat it a couple of times, because
that's
what's happening. It's a lot of these. It's a lot of that, not just in our children, but as you were stating, just in our race, you know,
and
see it just being put out there like it is, like televised.
Exploited.
And like that. It's just, that's the word. It's heartbreaking for me, because I'm a 50s baby. So I was born in that era, totally different than what's happening now. So it breaks my heart, because they're not sparing the rod. You know what I'm saying? They're just letting, they just let them go buck wild.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Just get, and then you have a lot of old heads that want to be like these young heads, and they're following
right.
that
that's,
too.
That's making it worse. These older,
yeah.
That's really I don't like when I see these older people that know better out here just worse than the youngsters, talking a whole bunch of bullshit and carrying on, and that's what's portrayed in the media too and YouTube. You know, I hate to see that shit. So, but hold on, let me do this. Let me bring in another caller. Someone else wants
okay.
to join in, and if I'm not mistaken, this caller here works with people and kids or different people with mental health and things of that nature. So I want to get his take on this. Is bringing this
okay.
caller. Caller, hello.
What's good? How y'all living out there?
What up, Maniac? Hey, Maniac. You. First, I want to enlighten you because I know you just came in, but we kind of not got off track, but we're talking about what's going on first, the Juneteenth celebration. But the negativity that plagued it, too, with a lot of these youngsters, and I'm sure you've seen on the news, you know, the youngsters turning up and doing, you know, the things they were doing, and we're just trying to get a take and just trying to get some understanding of where we're at with this, with these youngsters and what we need to do. So I just wanted your take on it, Maniac.
Oh, man. I seriously think, like, if their parents have seen that, they need some discipline. I do know, like, discipline actually works in my book. Because I used to be wild, just do bad shit, and my mother just whooped my ass. And that, well, my
but
mom
it might
not
be
whooped
past
my
that.
Ass.
But some,
yeah.
of these, some of these youngsters, it might be past that. So maybe we need to go
yeah,
back
a little
bit. Yeah,
they whooping their parents' ass.
Right, it
yeah.
might be past that. I don't think they get no whoopings. But back up
no,
a little.
No, they whooping
see,
their parents
like,
behind.
Yeah, parents
their parents
probably scared
of them. Absolutely.
But what do we need to do to try to prevent this type of stuff, though? Or what do you think, Maniac?
Mm, damn, like, talking to them, we getting past that, too. I mean, like, they need some punishment. I will say that. Because if you talk to them, they not going to listen. They're going to be disrespectful. Because if they not respecting their parents, they not going to respect you. So if you do... I do take the aggressive approach, even though it's not good, but sometimes it works. It works sometimes. It's like old
and food. You know what I want to say? I just want to say this. I'm going to salute you, straight shooter. I'm going to use you as an example right now. Because, see, anybody that follows you can see the foundation that you have laid for your children, what you're teaching them, how you... have conversations with them about meaningful things in life, and this is how you handle this. And that's what's not in the homes now. These parents do not sit down with these children and talk to them, ask them their opinion. You talk to them about something, you say, well, do you understand what I'm saying? They say, yeah. Okay, well, explain to me what I'm saying to you. You want to know that they understand.
She said, well,
and this
explain
is not,
me. They just go say,
absolutely. That's what I did
said.
With my children, and I do it with my grandchildren. Do you understand what I'm saying? Like when I'm getting that behind, yeah, I understand. Okay, well, explain to me what I just said to you. I did it in my daycare as well. Because you want to know that they understand so you don't have to have this problem with them again. You said you understood, so why are we having this situation? Why is this coming up? You know,
right,
so,
right.
And I salute you, my brother, for that, because I see what you do. On that video you put up on Father's Day, that video spoke in volumes. To people, it's just kids painting, your children painting. But no, if you pay attention to the body language, if you pay attention to it all, that's a powerful video that you put up on Father's Day.
Hold on. Queen, straight shooter, I don't know, because I muted you just to see, but you got an echo, so I don't know if you maybe turn down your background or if you're on the speakerphone, I don't know. I just want to put that in there because I want to hear you clear, brother, because we breaking bread right now. Go ahead, Queen.
Mm-hmm.
Got another caller,
so, yeah,
too. Let
I
me,
just, okay,
go ahead,
okay,
Queen.
Go ahead. Bring the caller in. No, you can bring another
bring
caller in. I just wanted
okay.
to salute, yeah, brother straight shooter, you know, because I see it.
Okay.
Very welcome.
Caller, hello.
Happy Wednesday. Happy Wednesday. Hi, Queen Cousin. What's up,
hey,
Queen
Cousin?
What's happening?
What up?
Sounds like straight shooter.
Shooter from the hip.
Shooter from the hip.
I heard that lady say, that lady said, a and I made him explain, and she is not
right.
a fear. Yes.
Yeah, you hear me?
She will make you explain, okay? And her making you explain, you be sitting there as a parent like, yeah, uh-huh, instigating. Yeah, why you do that? Yeah, what y'all is getting? So, I think that
right.
is very important on that topic, too. They need to have some sense of, like,
what did you
like
think? Hold up, Marcy.
Accountability.
Marcy, what did you think though when you seen that shit at what when you seen that at the McDonald's with the little youngsters?
The actual first thing I thought of, other than Ninjas in Paris, but they was only in Leimert Park. I just thought of like the workers, and I just thought of
bad.
My daughters. They do service.
They was back
work.
There.
So
shook.
It's like,
the workers
was
back
like,
there shook. Yeah, I felt bad for them too.
Yeah, that's on the other side of things. Like, come on, like, what are y'all doing? Because you're going to run into, either way, a girl, just like Queen was saying, it's like you're going to run into something one day that is going to stop you. So you can go in there and act a fool, but you're going to go into the wrong place one day. You might not know. Somebody might be having a real bad day. They'll drop. I've seen it happen. It just happened last year. Somebody went crazy on somebody in Taco Bell, and the worker just hauled off and like threw a whole vat of meat over her head, bopped her up. Like, they need some kind of sense of accountability. I think it is played up a lot in the media. Every time they have Taste of Soul and stuff like that, those kind of things do happen at the end. But that's no excuse. It's your fault. I was just talking to my kids about to Cameron about this coming back home just now. I said we were talking about this thing. That's just so
you know
crazy.
What I think was gonna happen.
Like,
and it's gonna hurt. It's gonna hurt other people, the innocent or the people just trying to be there, have fun. I think when they start from now on having these big events like that, like Taste of Soul or Juneteenth, especially when it's a bunch of younger, you know, they're probably gonna just start closing all the businesses around there. You know what I mean? Like, we're not gonna open when this is going on because they don't want to risk things like that happening to keep them safe, but then other people suffer from that. They may want to just get something to eat. You know what I mean?
That.
That's what they're going to wind up doing, I think.
They usually would do that just because of things like that. But I don't know if they're not doing it anymore, but it's just like...
They were caught off guard with
the
team.
The one that does work in that specific area, I said that's why AI is coming to replace all y'all asses. So when they get to complaining about ain't no jobs, that's because you people or whoever... didn't know how to act, and they didn't know how to respect their job, or they didn't know other people coming in, you ruining it for other people. You hear it all across the U.S., the Chick-fil-A, they won't even let the kids in there, which I think is correct. You shouldn't be in a Chick-fil-A by yourself 10, 11, 12 years old. No supervision.
And this is why Inglewood is being taken over like it's being taken over. Because if you can't appreciate it, we're gonna put
they gonna have that all them
guys out.
Yeah.
Absolutely, we're gonna weed you out slowly, but we're gonna weed you out, and that's what's happening.
Yeah.
You know,
that might have been the last Negro celebration
the last
they're gonna have for a long time over here.
Mm-hmm. You know, I really hope not, because Leimert Park is so historical. Like every Sunday, it's just.
Everybody
looks forward to going there on Sunday. Sunday is the day for relaxation, going out there, listening to them congos and drums, watching
our
people do their dance.
That's the only part left, because Crenshaw is not even the same.
Absolutely.
They got the train coming through there, so that Leimert is like
it's
all that's left, really.
Absolutely.
Like,
and right there.
Remember they said Antifa was the one going around during, you know, the George Floyd and everything. They were doing things on purpose, making it seem like it was one group, but it was all a master plan. Like, I wouldn't put it past them going out there and ruin it so they can't do it no more next year or this year or whatever year. Just
who
are
they telling to go
hunt?
Yeah, but
when you say go out there and ruin it, who is saying go out there and ruin it to those people that's going out there ruining it?
The interest, the money people, the people that are gentrifying the area.
Yeah, but we got to take accountability. We can't sell, even if that is going on, we
say,
can't sell out.
Oh, well,
we can't keep selling
out. You
got to
know. Absolutely. You know, why would you let anybody tell you to go out there and do that? Like,
yeah.
You know, like,
we gotta
why?
Keep selling ourselves out.
Yeah,
they
pay but these them little that's just yeah. Well, it's the possibility is there. I'm just saying. I mean, just the way that you put it.
It sounds like outrageous and far fetched. Yeah,
absolutely.
Like,
yeah,
yeah. But then again, on the other side, it's like, well, why would these people be acting that way? You know, you really don't. This is a day of celebration.
It's like the brother said. They're like snakes with no heads. They're fearless.
Right.
They're just moving around. They don't have no way to think. They don't have a conscience. They don't have a head no more. You know, they just gone. It's like. It's like youngsters on Sherm or something. That's the way they are.
Right.
That's the way they're acting.
Oh,
like that.
Exactly.
Yeah, we just gonna lose. We
exactly.
Lost our mind. The boogeyman got all up in me. The boogeyman came and took over. You know,
it's
when you can just
though.
Do the things that you've seen them doing. And like you guys were saying, those employees, I would have been scared shitless. I would have hauled ass. I don't care.
That's
whatever's going to happen. I'm not going to try to be Billy Badass and be like, hey, what's happening? What you doing? I'm getting ready to haul ass as soon as I see you.
No, did you
three
see?
Three or
did
four
you
of you rushing
Buddy
in there like
the
that.
Door. Buddy tried to go in there and lock the door, right? They thought they were
running
safe. The youngster just jumped over the counter. I was like, oh, man.
Absolutely.
Buddy
kicking it with them all.
Running into the fryer and the freezer.
It was all bad. Yeah. You crazy.
Scary.
Buddy. You crazy.
You Marcy. Queen of Life, she make you explain, man. She going to make the kids explain. And the parents be sitting there like, yeah, why you do that?
Yeah, because you want to know, but I'm serious when I say you should just like, you know, have conversations with your children. Ask them how was your day, what's going on. You know, some of them might open up, and that's probably just what some of them need is somebody to show interest. You know, you think that because you're providing food, a roof over the head, and the lights, gas, and utilities on, that you're parenting. It goes so much deeper than that,
right?
So much deeper than that, even. Even if you work 12, 18 hours, whatever, you got to at least give your children 5 minutes when you come home from work.
A little time.
Mm-hmm. You got to give them something. You just have to.
I agree.
Especially the way the world is today. It is just it's so obvious, the state of the world.
Mm.
It's so obvious.
Mm. May I say something?
Go ahead, bro.
Yes, you may.
I say
you said y'all motherfuckers have just took the show over. Go ahead, maniac.
I say some parents need to stop being their child friend and be a parent. I
there
see that
go.
A lot.
Oh, can I bust the gun, Marcy?
They both be their friend.
Blow it up. Blow it up. Because that's facts.
Preach.
Yeah.
Preach.
And that is exactly what's happening. And then half of these children have their parents scared of them because, see, they'll go get their home girl, their home boy. We can really kick my mama's behind or my, you know, they even try to go up against their fathers now. We dare not go up against my father when we were kids.
Yeah,
that's
crazy.
But it happens because these, like the brother said, their heads are cut off.
I'm scared of my dad today. And my mom is no longer on this earth, and I'm still scared of her. Don't fuck me.
Me too. I just can't say. I just can't. Nah.
That's why I said earlier,
that's crazy,
sparing the rod. You know, these kids are fearless. People are just fearless. You know, you can't.
Can I say one more thing? I'm going to act like DJ Maniac.
Go ahead. But you got to explain what you're saying. You got
to. Happy birthday to Takeoff. I know he's not
West Side,
but happy birthday to Takeoff.
Yeah, happy birthday, Takeoff. Rest in peace, brother.
Okay. Young brother, 23 years old, I think he made on his birthday.
Damn.
Yeah, he just
that's
took
what
it out.
I
it wasn't
when
even
I,
his fault.
Yeah.
That was just
it
sad right
had
there.
Nothing
rest
to
in
do
peace,
with
that
him.
Young brother, man. Yeah.
Nothing to do with him.
Glad you mentioned that, Marcy. Happy birthday,
hey,
young bro.
Hey, my boys. Y'all know they're my boys.
And it was good to see.
If you can't for me, DJ. All right, I'm here. I'm trying to clean
it
up.
Was
I'm
good
listening to y'all. Love you, Queen Cousin. Love y'all. And have a good show.
Love you,
right, peace,
and it was good to see Offset and them at least coming together for that celebration because they had been battling. So, yeah, you know, and this is what we got to do as people, you know, like, especially when they're that close, you know, come together.
Right,
straight shooter, you done got quiet. Are you doing what I usually do, just be quiet and take it off? So, yeah, thanks for calling in, though, you guys, and speaking on it, you know. It's always good.
Yep.
That's the urban talk part of Blog Talk Radio Show. We don't always do it, but when we do it, we really get into it, which is a good thing. And we talk about the things of importance.
Yep.
That are really important.
Yep.
So.
Thank you, Maniac.
Westside Wednesdays.
You're welcome.
DJ Maniac.
Mm-hmm.
Straight
out
shooting from the hip.
From the hip, homie. And I'm G Lou, that's Queen Jean, and this is Westside Wednesdays Radio Show. We'll be back after
Cousin
this.
Marcy.
I lay low to get loose. Word on the streets is doggy dog got the gooch on the move. Cause he got a lot to prove. He ain't never tasted defeat, but this one he gon' lose on the deuce. I once wanted the truth, but fuck that, this nigga think he bulletproof. I can't talk to him, so I brought chalk to him. I had to lay him on the asphalt, bitch nigga ass out. D-T-G-C, L-O-N-G-B-E-A. H is the only way that we play. I catch a nigga by the collar, hey, we need to holler. I let you slide when you fuck me out that $1 million. Bought me a bitch, a house and an Impala. And now they call me Top Dollar. I do it like I do it, can't nobody do it like I can. I'm Superman. Look up in the sky, real high like a bird, I'm so fly. I'm Superman. I do it like I do it, can't nobody do it like I can. I'm Superman. It was December 18th, 7 days before Christmas. And I was at the pad putting together my wish list. Back then, I mean, my game was so vicious. I had to shoot a nigga just cause he was on bitch shit. I mean, it seems so senseless. But I'm a superhero, so my life is relentless. Fighting crimes? Nah, I be writing rhymes. And fucking niggas up across the line. Flying through the sky like a bird off that purple line. You niggas can't wait for me to turn it out. I flip a style, whip a wow, gone honey child. Ran about 100 miles, threw about 100 styles. You can check my files, I'm the one and only. I make records for the girls in the blue home. I do it like I do it, can't nobody do it like I can. I'm Superman. I look up in the sky, real high like a bird, I'm so fly. I'm Superman. I do it like I do it, can't nobody do it like I can. I'm Superman. Can't nobody do it like I can. I'm Superman. Look up in the sky, real high like a bird, I'm so fly. I'm Superman.
G Lou, what's up, bro? Nah, it's a homeboy, man, you know what I'm saying? Big D, man, representing ATL to the fullest, man, you know what I'm talking about? Southside, man. Man, I just want everybody to know that, man, you are now logged in to nothing but the legendary. My homeboy. Nothing but the GB show, man. You know what I'm saying? You know, we can tell you nothing but the hit. Nothing but the motherfucking hit. Nigga, get him over the head with it, homie.
Wait, right?
Westside, nigga. A hype in the motherfucking house. Yeah. And right about now, MCA chillin', boom bam, to the motherfucking
funk to the house. Lil Hawkins birds in the house. Sunday morning, I wake up to watch the tray. Don't know if it's gonna be a good day. Yeah, I load up the tape for safety. The 50 with no 50, cause motherfuckers is crazy. Hit the sound, the screams and hollers. Somebody pissed off my fucking rock waller. So I grab the bucket deck and I steps to the back of the fence. Cause these niggas ain't got no sense, but I ain't slipping. Got to start my steady dipping. Two straps in the stash, cause they ain't slipping. G. And when we roll, we ain't giving a damn. And she ain't the fool, chill, and my homie boom bam in the six tray. And you know I'm hanging on, flaming up the fools with much titanium. And ain't no love for you bitches. Scheming on my riches, so I leave ya hitting switches. Gia, and on this part of town we do the dirt, fool. Gia, and we put so much work. We work hard to run the motherfucking yard. And while I'm dipping, I might catch you slipping, so keep up your guard. And watch out, I'll give you the whole nine murder rap while I'm peeling your cap. Fool, I'm going for mine in the 9-4. I'm down with 8 height, fill you full of hope so I can read your fucking blood type. Boom, bam, wreck the whole damn program. Middle finger goes up to Uncle Sam. Not a devil, yo, so don't try to hex. A brother for the bad luck, you can get the X. Boom, boom, I blast kinda fast from the trigger. One more foot down by the boom, bam, nigga. And that's how the story gets told down for the dirt ride. And we put in much work. I'm in it to win, so I fix my motherfucking foot down. They can't hang, this is a gang, sorry clown. Niggas on the run, call us three the hard way. Got to get my green, so I guess that is payday. Better watch your back, cause I'm never in sight. Jacket, pump fools every weeknight. Niggas be popping that trash, but it's the same old slang. The chauffeur makes a motherfucking Compton thing. Fool, this is my hood, this is my block. Fools try to trip, say hello to the fucking Glock. And we don't play games when it comes to getting pesos. Not giving jack to your fake hoes. To keep a lock on your stack when chill's jacking. Five crazy niggas all dressed in black and good. Keep your hands on your purse. The sight goes up for the funky fourth verse of the puts in much work. No, not Peter, Peter, the pumpkin eater. Better yet, it's the Peter Pump. Punks get popped with the fucking laser scope. Bustin' open their chests like they OD'd on dope. The psycho motherfucker with a mental illness. Any punk nigga talk shit, I'll peel his cap with the strap and I ain't faking the phone. Like my homie Too Short, it comes straight from the trunk. One time can't gaffle me up, but I can feel him. Yeah, I'm waiting in the cup so I can feel him. Life's the lynch mob, fuck the devil for improvement. Not a Muslim, but I'm down for the black movement. Punks run when we dip in the six tracks. Yeah, you can say that shit for yesterday. A hard-headed motherfucker down for the dirt. Yeah, and we put in much work. Come on. Yeah, in the motherfucking house for the 91st shot. Put in much work, you know what I'm saying? MCA, DJ Slip, half bounce. 8 heights in this bitch. Niggas on the run in this bitch. Lil Hawk and Bird. And that's how we flowing the motherfuckers.
Peace, everybody. The coolest legend, the cool, the DJ, the Red Alert. It's not all about me, it's about the G-Lew. You know what I say? The G-Lew Show. Check it out each and every time. Let's make things happen. The Red Alert giving this to you, all right? Let's go.
Yeah, yeah. Shout out to the legendary DJ Red Alert. Rest in peace once again to the homie Big Y.
Like that.
Salute.
Nigga, Big Y the ring, nigga. My nigga shook a booger, he was cut. Like that. You know what? It's been a whole lot of niggas representing this thing, but they ain't yelling like us, nigga. Gangster was what?
You too stupid to know. Got a phone full of hotter poison, blow your brains all over the floor. Nobody moves, nobody getting hurt, ha. Chuck T's with a white t-shirt and a clean ace with tats on his face. Too many niggas bitch can't take my place, dog. Move out the way, finna take my fade, dog. I claim the game till I'm in my grave, dog. Do you niggas know where I be at? For the homies and smokers and bitches that grow. Got snow on, chain and watch gone. And bullet holes all around your bone. Back to the hood, and everybody's quiet. Guns and masks, it look like we in a riot. Cause gangs run shit where I stay at. So you better be heated when you hangin' that nigga.
Burp with it, with, down to the dirt with it. Yeah. Looking for a ball, we the turf with it. You with it. Nigga, the turf did it. Just looking for a ball, we the turf with it. Burp with it, with, down to the dirt with it. Looking for a ball, we the turf with it. You with it. Nigga, the turf did it. If you're looking for a song, we're the turf with it. I roll a fact tour, niggas that bust out of clap doors. Jack goers that blow their money with stack doors. Nigga, we over the line, hold lines, controlling the grind. Nigga, the game been over, we banging in overtime. Real niggas keep their mouth closed, tight round up. Your hood never been shit, so you was raised to be bust. Internal problems made me feel like the hood rose up. How a rider got killed, me almost like hold up. They call me Tony two times, cause I busted two times with two beats. Busted two moons in 2 weeks. We hopped out the ringer, threw the bangers out the ringer, pulled out the there's a nigga bang bang out the window with afros and golf hats, khaki suits and brownies. Nothing but two cycles and crack dealers around. Fuck hip hop and no boys. I spit real life every night, missing homeboys. That got life, nigga. Burp with it, down to the dirt with it. Yeah. Looking for a ball, we the turf with it. You with it? Nigga, the turf did it. Looking for a ball, we the turf with it. Burp with it, down to the dirt with it. Looking for a ball, we the turf with it. You with it? Nigga, the turf did it. If you looking for a ball,
you better watch what you wear and how you wear your hair. So many niggas that got wetted for saying the wrong hood when they was sweating.
Oh, I don't bang, homie.
Still sock him and take his money. Walking bitches home and bus stops to get you knocked out. It's a cold game, but every nigga bang the same. What color you pick? Blue or the flame, ass red, blasting the cord, nigga, even the fan.
It's the Fasty Suit Kingpin, bring that beat in. Over with the sheepskin, with the heat to sink me in. It's the general that's known for swallowing them hoes. I can stand to rhythm and bang on niggas and swallow them hoes. I'm in a slingshot, throw my tats better than rap. If I don't hold my belt on, my pants will fall to the ground. Yeah. Stand by now, cause nigga, you won't die now. By the hands of a nigga with the hood over his eyebrow. Burp with it, down to the dirt with it. Yeah. Looking for a ball, we the turf with it. You with it? Nigga, the turf did it. Looking for a ball, we the turf with it. Burp with it, down to the dirt with it. Looking for a ball, we the turf with it. You with it? Nigga, the turf did it. Looking for a ball, we the turf with it.
Nigga, how you gonna stay sober to this? Jumping your ride and tipping over to this. The relative, dog and big wide. Nigga, tired of you niggas. I said I'm tired of you niggas. Gangsterism. Gangsterism. Gangsterism.
Pencil.
Yeah, boy. Ooh, shit. These motherfuckers gonna be right tonight. Starch down!
Goddamn, nigga. How much starch you gonna spray on the motherfuckers?
Enough for these motherfuckers to stand on by themselves.
Nigga, you an asshole.
On a Saturday night, I was at the tilt, faded off an 8-ball when I got the phone call. I recognized the voice right off the back. Octavia, a.k.a. the neighborhood rat. I used to run a penner, but I had to play broke, cause the bitch was known to twist more than 100 folks. Talking about a party she was giving, and niggas was dipping. She wanted me and my crew to come through. I couldn't find CJ, Tunes was out of town, and Mac and Q wasn't out nowhere to be found. And all the Bella solo shit played out with Cootie High. Even in the movie, Damon called a black eye, bitch. Ain't no peace treaty, motherfuckers is losing. In 1998, ain't too many niggas choosing. So what makes you think I'm coming out tonight? Ho, you must be on Triple D, Dick Dope, and Dynamite. She kept claiming that security was tight. And if I came, we both be coming tonight. So I jumped off my kid's snatch, grabbed the coat of my coat.
What?
Picture in my dick all down this bitch throat. Loaded up my heater, took the black black Nina. Jumped in my red side, headed for the west side. Rolling in the Regal with the naughty. Bumping flashlight, fool, headed for the party.
California.
Fucking with a house party.
Shit ain't safe.
Kids, don't try this at home. It's going down, the music got the whole block blasting, and all I see is titties and bitches with big asses. I couldn't make it through, I had to go back and park around the corner cause the street was packed. So now my balance of the party, I damn near shut. Heater on my side, plus I'm high as fuck. Straight tripping off all these hood rats and shit.
Uh-huh.
With niggas' names tatted on the ankles and wrists, and all these cutlasses next to empty bottles of Hennessy. An early indication of gangbanging activity. Got to the door, no security in sight.
Uh-huh.
Just niggas riding on me, what that whoop and whoop like. I feel like a straight mark walking in the house, getting punked by niggas too young to get in Magic Mountain. So I rolled back on the route on the spot, told him fuck yourself, that's when I heard the music stop.
Hey nigga, what that stand for on your arm?
Niggas having cash?
I mean, niggas having
conviction. Fresh down on the floor, getting fucked up. All the salt was knuckle hammers, the bottom of niggas chuck. Bitches screaming, kick that nigga ass for me. He pinging on my dome, ain't no motherfucking sympathy. I grabbed my heat and started dumping. Hit the back door, got free, Logan, who did I see? Octavia, pissy wet, drunk on the ground. Passed out on his stomach with the pants hanging down. Shit ain't no joke, lo. Fucking with a house party. Niggas was getting gunned down. I don't know about where y'all from, but ain't going down where I'm from. Fucking with a house party. Shit is real. Check it out. Woke up the next day, low cone in my arm. Went on my eyes and head, moan, knocked and buried barn. Called a whole hook of just a punk ass off. She had the nerve to ask why a nigga turned the party out. Nigga, I screamed on that bitch. I banged on that bitch. Nutted up on that bitch. Hung up on that bitch. Stank ass skank, got niggas crossing enemy lines. I should've stayed home and listened to my first mind. Cause now a nigga swinging down, mad at the world. Looking like the elephant man with a cherry curl. Sitting to kill a king with 44 stitches. Fucking with these parties and these punk ass bitches. Fuck a house party. You know what I'm saying? Fucking with a house party. This shit is real, low. You know what I'm saying? Hey, tune. Tell these motherfuckers. Fucking with a house party. Ain't never motherfucking bandana swagger. Y'all know what time it is. Bandana season, low. Fucking with a house party. Fucking with a house party.
Much love, man. It's going down tomorrow night. It's going down tomorrow night. I've got Don Brown, Jamaican Funk, will be my guest, followed by legendary radio personality Freddie C the following week, followed by Patrice Wilson, followed by Denise Williams. And if I keep on talking, it's going to look like I'm Brown. You feel me? Not 3.3, that film is the man. The water oldies, man. We down with G-Lou. G-Lou for president.
Nigga, what? Mark trying to play me like a punk, trying to creep through the back when I'm strapped in the front. I thought you knew. I'm holding shit down like the homie Big U. So what you want me to do? Yeah, motherfuckers just can't handle this 20-year-old nigga. So from Los Angeles, so slow your road. It's best you don't know me. I keep low key. I'm a motherfucking OG.
I get smooth, so motherfucker back up. Dre makes the track up, so our instant stack up. I'm on a defunct tip, so let the funk flow. You might not act, nigga, but act like you know. You wanna step and corrupt, you must hate those steps. Now shake your pockets, nigga, and break your steps. I'm all for the come up, so don't run up. Your ass will be done up, now nigga get a cash and a gun up.
The relatives and King T. Yeah. Play like a fucking piano, 2003. How y'all wanna be? Home City. All the way. Down to the bottom, baby. All I do is pop those ya. Big ball and drink Louis. Shake the one time, can't catch another Dewey. Oh, we with the dog. Yeah, low, this a doozy. Hub City, grinding with the bottom, unruly. How you gonna do me in this Blackwood Lincoln? Kush keeps thinking, XO drinking. Come to thinking, if we could all live twice, I got some relatives in flight to come see ya. King Tila, ringleader, bling blinger. Ragtop, Candy 61, none cleaner. Rolling down the show, niggas get meaner. Who they gonna try? I fuck with Big Y. Aya. Watch a nigga come clean. Some hoes don't speak, they say I'm too mean. A new millennium type scandal. Relatives plus King T and a fucking piano. Whoa. And I got another one of my homies. Sugar Booger.
Sugar Booger.
Yeah, bitch, you heard me right. Call that nigga Sugar Booger, bitch.
Stick to the grill with the booty out of strap. Buy a fresh pair of house shoes and step on the back. Golf hat with a long feather. At a hood picnic with a khaki shirt with iron on leather. See, first you dip the cigarette into the pour.
Into the pour.
Gangsta smoke water till they stuck and they don't have brains no more. Young homies ain't no stopping them. G-Ride with a flag on the steering column. You hoes drive while I bust out the back seat and make every nigga outside break like a track meet. All across the street and hopping walls, under cars and hiding the stalls. Had a brand new colors but I sold it for a 93 bone two-tone with the beans powder coated.
Shit down like this.
Nah, nigga, you drunk. It was like 90.
But now I got my nigga Big Y.
That's right.
Ready to lay this shit.
See, don't let me go. Don't hold me back.
Don't hold you back.
It's the crack quarterback, Mr. K. Croker sack. Now, stupid motherfucker should have stepped when I warned you.
Yeah.
I'm from the boondocks of the bottoms, California, where niggas bang so hard you can't stand. Hanging out with flags on their mouth like bands. When you was little, you wanted remote control cars. I rode a red team Murray with a homie on the handlebars. Stop the ride, or are we there yet? Cause you don't want to jump out sagging with these red rollers under his hairnet.
Ripping on a memory. Ain't no place I'd rather be than with you.
Taking flicks on rider bicycles. Cause the whole bird busted down and serve all niggas. Relatives, I had your family burning candles. Peace to King, King and Booker and the fucking piano.
Hey, what's happening, man? It's your boy Big Y, man. You know what I'm saying? Rocking with my nigga G Lou, Westside Wednesday. Y'all know what it is, woo.
Why we gonna be the first bangers to make it to Wall Street?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Caller number 20, what did I win? A Snoop Dogg CD and a glass of gin. A $30 shop spree at the swap meet. A t-shirt, a DPGC. Mad Dog, Big Dog, for all y'all. On Saturday, put your getaway. No DJ, play songs like me. Power 106, you fixed it, doggy. Ooh, wait, I brought my peeps with me. The twins, my baby brother, and his friend. But let me stop yapping. What's up, what's happening? Big Trip in the house, nigga, get it cracked.
It's Trip, your beat rocker. This is just a little something to keep your head proper. You know we gotta drop it, way too major, the big league. Doghouse Radio, Bombay with no sleep. Leave stuck, guess you wonder how we do it. See shit knocking all day, must be the music. Request it or just listen, arise at it.
Bounce, rock, roll the skin. Big Trip, low, don't pay for hate. And y'all know how we do this from 4 to 8.
4 to 8 is when it go down, the homie got the showdown. Peace the way it go down, Saturday's the show. Know to get your wig low, back if you smoke. 4 hours of loking in this doghouse, go. To me and the dog connect, 105.9 times. The east side to hit your papa when we step. But don't half step, we only doing what we do. The BACs and DPs coming through.
One lonely DPIC, hanging on the corner with some lifestyle G's. Twin kicked me down, so I gotta get ghost lifestyle.
You in the back with the doghouse respect. Most of these acts and bias and hip effect. The industry, never see we can find like chemistry. The cause of chemical reactions. The CCD is making me high like Tony Braxton. Give me five like Zach. Verbal abuse. The desperado. Serve them seeds from Long Beach to Colorado. Eat them seeds up like avocado. Like that. Niggas know our motto. Hit it quick and if you run, you better be ready. Unless you like Lotto, you wanna buy a purse. But I guess it's time to squad. It's the doghouse breakfast with that one style squad.
Now it's that fair creep off and that lifestyle crew. And it's Long Beach on mine. So back up, get cute. Ain't got games to play to maintain. So never ever lose focus, cause we the dopest, man. Blowing up like nitro. Step up on my cycle. Just let you got folks know. From intro to outro.
This is Big Pimpin' with my ears parlaying inside the doghouse. Where anything can go down on this side of town. He's got the power of 105 times 9, and it's so divine.
I remember what my homie told me. Doggy doggy need to give a go there. Show him dub love, cut him loose off the leash. Besides, it's east side, Long Beach. One thing about the dog, he always stay true to the hood.
Hey Snoop Dogg, I want one of the red nose kids. Sit back and trip and watch me lock my jaws like a vice grip. Tip him off a little something like pedigree. I guess he's scared of me because I'm on with the DOD. I'm on my way to Snoop Dogg out to get his ears clipped. Got to the block, to the spot, no cops. With a rag bitch across my neck. So since I'm the goatee retrieve, I should receive all respect. Better with being hit man and creep dog. Living life on the street as some young hoes.
We all out doghouse for the 9-8. Me and my homies gon' pay for chase. Can you relate to your habit? The car drop. We ride, we dip, we slip and we slide. From the north to the west, to the east side. It's cool to bump me when you swerve G. At the pad or on the curb, in the car. You heard me, Snoop Dogg coming back with the DPs and the lifestyle. That's how we do it, y'all. Doghouse Radio, 105.9. You heard me, 1G, LBC, LIFE, RBG, Trap Song. What makes you a fool?
Now listening to the G-Loop Show on Blog Talk Radio.
West Coast, stand up. East Coast, rep, we see you. Midwest, we see you. The whole dirty, South, what's up, we see you. Shout out to all listeners world motherfucking wide, but you know, you got to bow down to the motherfucking West Side. This is the G-Lu Show.
Started looking in my eyes and saying, it's something about you, baby. It drives me crazy. Likewise, I'm not complaining. The feeling's so contagious. I drive her crazy. That's right, it's not to play with. She the type that I just lay with. I drive her crazy. Seems like I'm high but pacing. We can vibe, but you're not my lady. And it drives her crazy. You know I'm all that you will ever need. You know to call on me for anything. She's so in love, she's in love with me. Feel like she's the holder. I want it in the morning, I want it in the evening. Matter of fact, I want it every time.
You know just what I want. There's no time for games, my love. Either you do or either you don't. You know about my gangster love. You got a strong passion for love. And I got it every time you call.
You know I'm all that you will ever need.
I saw you on the first day. You blow my mind and it's not stop. Every time you call, girl, my heart drops.
Now it's known this girl's a freak and her size is so petite. And I think if she chose, she would ride with me. And I'm not the type to think.
Oh, girl, you know
I'm all that you will ever need.
I'm all
you know to call on me for anything.
Baby,
what's up? This is Johnny Z, producer from In Too Deep. You're tuned into the G-Lu Show on Westside Wednesdays. Wow. You.
I'm gonna have him singing that shit like this. Like that, big Y, head rush to my right. Call that nigga sugar booger, bitch. Sing it, yeah. Controversy,
I know you want it.
Always burn with me now. See ya. Come on.
Once again, rest in peace to big Y.
Let's go.
These ladies thought that I was a star, cause I pulled up my nude and I purchased the bar. My whole life been based around gunplay, but now I pull model bitches right up off the runway. Come fuck till we break the backboard with a rapper slash pimp slash extract lord. Bring your friends, you can switch with you. Live, time to show you what the dick can do. It's time to work, the butterflies are gone. Broke my dick with my hand cause it turns you on. I feel for the man at home you live with. You're his lovely wife, tonight you're my bitch. I'm Y. Kelly, I got it all on tape. Don't forget to wipe the nut off your face. Yeah.
Let's go.
I like it when I lay on my back and play with the just like that.
Yeah, I like it when you scream like a freak and wet sheets, baby, just like that.
I like it when we stick on the sink at Club Mink, baby, just like that.
I like it when you call Monique and y'all freak, baby, just like that.
Let's make it official. Sugar Booger ain't giving no dick unless it's beneficial. Every girl got a freaky side. Do you play with it when you're alone or like to ride? Doggy style, just flip your switch. Orgies with your dude and another bitch. Wild sex cause you flexing. Like sucking dick cause you turned on by facial expressions. But word is good as gold. Give me some pussy on the DL and I won't tell a soul. Chapter 3 year sex book. Booger heat up verses and make bitches fuck the hook.
I like it when you scream like a freak and wet sheets, baby, just like that.
Do you like it when we stick on the sink at Club Mink, baby, just like that.
I like it when you call Monique and y'all freak, baby, just like that.
Now I'm surprised at all this dick you're taking, coming so hard, looking like your Harlem shaking. I hit 109 circles, killing cock on your mattress. Sweet daddy got dick, sweet daddy gets active. Like that, no, like this. Give it up, slide like this. Two-step, slide like this. Do the blood walk, I do mine like this. Look at mine, she a super dime bitch. Told all the homegirls, girl, he got dick. And now they wanna hit, and now they wanna flip. And rolling through the lanes, if I'm crazy but some dick. And guess what, your baby mama get full head. Hit her at the spot like an R. Kelly bootleg. It must be something about my young ass to get these dusty chickens sprung on my young ass.
I like it when you scream like a freak and wet sheets, baby, just like that.
I like it when we stick on the sink at Club Mink, baby, just like that.
I like it when you call Monique and y'all freak, baby, just like that.
If you want to party all night and drink some more, let me hear you holler now. They just call last call, but if you want to keep it cracking all night, let me hear your face. If you met somebody in the club and you ready to fuck, let me hear your face. Throw your motherfucking hands in the air and let's party. Come on. Come on. Yeah, another Head Rush production. Run a tear, Sugar Booger, and Big Y. Featuring my crime, Be Brave. Like that. Brought to you by Hub City's Finest. Like that. Non-stop with
Yo, what up? It's Breeze. Thanks for tuning in to the G Lou Show on West Side Wednesdays, hosted by G Lou. Our sponsors, BTP Media and 93 Tweed FM Ism. Yeah.
Hey, this is Queen Jean. What it do? It's that time for a fabulous West Side Wednesday vibe on the G Lou Show. Sit back and enjoy the view where they doing it at.
Hello? What's that? Snoop Dogg. What you doing? I'm serious. Check this out. Nigga finna come through there. So leave that back door open so they can get in there real slow. You got a job, I got a life, you got a man, I got a wife. Baby girl, baby boy, that's the way of the world. It ain't got back, it can't get back. You say it won't get back? Shit, I hope it don't get back. I'm creeping with you, sleeping with you. It's getting bad on a nigga, now I'm beeping you too. Meet me at the hot spot and work that skirt. You know the blue one, the new one. Girl, you know the truth hurt. Heart beating while I'm cheating, trying to catch a nut. Bad little bitch, got a nigga caught up. I'm sliding in the ragtop Chevrolet. Got a nigga all out of bounds in West LA. I'm trying to find your granny's house. Is your ain't house? Well, you know, we sorta kinda burn it out. You know I turn it out whenever I'm in the mix. I'm creeping with my secret, and that's how I wanna keep it peaked.
If I get this pussy, you gon' tell on me. When I get this pussy, you gon' tell on me. If I get this pussy, you can't tell on me. When I get this pussy, you gon' tell on me. If I get this pussy, you can't tell on me. When I get this pussy, you gon' tell on me.
I met this thing, named Wanika. She stayed in Englewood and she knew Tamika. Tamika and Wanika was tight like gloves. I seen them Tuesday night hanging at the club. I said, what's up, Tamika, boo? What's up with you? She said, Mossberg scandals, nigga, so fuck you. Some bitches be lying, lying, those bitches be trying to get a nigga caught up. That's probably why I'm G-Dub. We love to hit it and shake. I give it to you real, baby K. Jump in the bird, let's swerve on the low key. Windows tinted, cause everybody know me. She told them Moss, she told them Snoop. And now you wanna tell on me? But whoop-de-boo, put me up on game, you're home. It was too much for me. Remember what you told me.
If I get this pussy, you gon' tell on me. When I get this pussy, you gon' tell on me. If I get this pussy, you can't tell on me. When I get this pussy, you gon' tell on me. If I get this pussy, you can't tell on me. When I get this pussy, you gon' tell on me.
No, baby, I ain't with the bullshit. I've been fucking you for 2 weeks and I ain't seen no cash flow increase. You've been running your mouth telling your girls how I'm fucking you. What I got in my house and things I don't do for you. Better be careful cause your girls wanna come too. Yeah, teaching her groove back, now I'm up in you. And did you tell Tamika, I was wondering why my homie baby mama blowing up my beef and use a cold thing. I told you keep it on the DL. And if I decide to hit again, it's at the motel. Telling them brides up I'm a furniture and jewels. Work on my table when I'm holding my clientele. Damn, you can hit the spot. As pretty as you is, no more blessings for your plot. But I might, for the sake of my swipe, hit it like it's supposed to be hit if the vibe is right tonight.
If I hit this pussy, you gon' tell on me. When I get this pussy, you gon' tell on me. If I hit this pussy, you can't tell on me. When I get this pussy, you gon' tell on me. If I hit this pussy, you can't tell on me. When I get this pussy, you gon' tell on me.
If the homies can't have none, ain't no big deal. I do that whole wheel. Now I got to keep a fucking woman from around that hoe. Take a fucking lover everywhere that I go. Keep her from her family cause her cousin knows. She say she fucking neighbor, she can't prove it. Every time you can't come, if you got a loud tongue. I know I got a big dick, shouldn't have loaned it to a tree. Like a nigga who just did a crime. You got your ass busted and you wasting time. The money's in the back, it's on the driver's side. The nigga you was with is hoping you be quiet. Now you facing 20 all by yourself. The nigga you was with, man, he rich as hell. Even though this story is a fairy tale, act like you that nigga, bitch, and please don't tell.
If I hit this pussy, you gon' tell on me. When I get this pussy, you gon' tell on me. If I hit this pussy, you can't tell on me. If I get this pussy, you gon' tell on me. If I get this pussy, you can't tell on me. When I get this pussy, you gon' tell on me.
Shout out to the G Lou Show for having me on there. Westside Wednesdays, 7 to 9 p.m. Y'all already know, man. Oh, shout out to my boy Blink too, once again.
It's your boy, man, D-Lo, man, live and direct, man, right here, man, from South Central Los Angeles, man, a.k.a. Eastside Watts, man, and I'm right here with my boy G-Lu, man, on G-Lu Show, man, much love, homie, keep it popping, man, keep it lifting, right, man, keep them, keep killing them.
Clown, all your fats are still dishbags. Y'all be on the rag like a chicken.
with a sales pitch. I'm the shit. For the next train to climb aboard, left up in the rain. Molly seed eating bird brain. Shame on a nigga who tried to run game on a nigga. Let's get your status up bigger. Whoever take it personal, I'm talking about you. You think I even trip off a see-through fool? I spit game to add to your existence. Everything I mention will be brought to your attention. Therefore, my concern really not impressed. Furthermore, I set marks in distress. It's coolio, foolio, let you be yourself. Just run that bullshit to everybody else, or I'ma leave you where your ass stood last year. I can't stand a lukewarm off-brand beer.
Do you know what today is? The day you get away from me.
Paper to chase.
Alright.
More bitches to break and Remy to take.
That's right.
Real recognize real and them suckers fake. All in the lane violating in a player's fate. To whom it may concern, this is dedication. Only game suckers know is the PlayStation. It's minor to a boss when you do it major. And foul bitches getting tossed like two flavors. We official like refs when they blow the whistle. Y'all officially some mark, bitches love the dish. So high definition, they don't see the picture. You ain't got nothing on it, we ain't smoking with you. You can't do it how we do, your credit disapproved. If I decline to speak, I don't relate to you. Your girl on me like glue, but she stuck with you. But suckers try to follow my path, but can't fit the shoe.
Do you know what today is? The day you get away from me. Get away from me.
Up, man, and I went to sleep that way, bitch. You know the situation is sad. And furthermore, bitch, you did all that out of spite. You know motherfucking well your punk ass wasn't right. You know that punk shit you do be fucking with the other hoes. Bitch, I'm subject to pimp all the boogers out your nose. See, a pimp thought is something that's really safe for me. Bitch, all I pray to the god is you get the fuck away from me.
Bitch, man, you ass
up. Get this shit together. And you fucking with a real pimp's feelings? Bitch, never. Have you ever seen a piece of bitch get walked on by a gator? Whooped on by Stingray and serve like a waiter. Just as sure as a hoe, a singer as we lay. All I needed you to do was stay the fuck far away. And you really wanna know what today is? It's Sunday morning in church, pimping, exercising, faggots away from play.
Do you know what today is? The day you get away from me. Get away from me.
That's Tweed Cadillac right there. Don't forget tomorrow night on 93.3 Tweed FM Ism, the fabulous Whispers, the legendary Whispers will be live on the premises. So make sure you tune in tomorrow night, 93.3 Tweed FM Ism, 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 Eastern with Tweed Cadillac. Don't forget, Wes.
Well, they doing it at the G Lou Show Westside Radio with a sprinkler that Tweed Cadillac. By the way of the pot shared by Gene. Gangsta Gangsta got the motherfucking church out, and then Flossy got us up in this Bentley. So this is the G Lou Show Westside Radio. The 27th letter of the alphabet, which comes to the number 9 when you add it up. The Hidden University of America. Where they doing it at?
been recorded as the hornet since I hit the set. Living rugged cause I love it, represent the death. The maniac, maniac from that wild, wild east. Not the coast, but the side of East Side Long Beach. Been up in it since the Jump Street. Same gang that I claimed when I came and I banged on 21 Street. So if I supposed to see that G, ain't you thinking when I'm banking that you can't see me? Recognize what's comprised in my form and structure. A brother that can rap, rap and have to dust you. Now watch you try to step and accept defeat. I lay you where I spray you from your fade to feet. Now since I came from the store, I got the heart to put it down. Spray D-O-G from the pain.
It's like confusion, I'm losing niggas at test. Based on facts, they get the one of my crew threats. Rest me not, I got skills to clock that night. But in the relative form, I'm blowing up mad spots. Plots to get me where I'm thrown. Already known about the check, so they hop ship and phone that ass home, huh? Scurried in a hurry, didn't use them skills wisely. Tried to come up in the 9-5, niggas despised me. No love is given to them fakers like that. Maintain a steady image and proceed to interact. Matter of fact, the ways in the streets today is knocking out any nigga standing in your way. Coincidental, potential get put up on game. I'm trying to live lavishly, having fortune and fame, but remain all the same as the champ to be. Technique represents the big LBC. Really, it don't stop till I hit the brake. Cause the phone deviates, you get massive intakes of oxygen when the boxing and niggas crawl and conquer. It's quite elusive how the whole world's going bonkers. Still there's more to account for my addiction. I'm sort of let them know, but they get no recognition. So, dancing on your chest, if you ain't got your best, then I suggest that you start praying fast. I drop the hammer on the needle, the blast, that's your ass. I'm reaching high standards, striving for perfection. Niggas flexing, catch a slug, whooping shit in my direction. I'm in danger, a lot of side busters wanna kill me. For fear of becoming extinct, I pack the N-I-N-E. Millimeter ruby, it's causing static, I gotta do you. Mr. Bag, got the automatic straps that shoot through you. So if you love your life and value living, you best to back up. Cause I'ma commence to stack up bodies when niggas act up. No, this ain't a threat, I'm just informing to let you know. Cause I'ma buck you with no regard, you faking the funk, you gotta go. Hey, you ain't gotta go home, but you sure gotta raise up out of here. Well, mine stay Bible cause they can't get a grip. I smile all the time cause my rhymes be on hit. Leave an ugly grill filled with the caps I peeled. And bust super fly like my name was Ron O'Neill. Chill until it's time to wreck some sex. Post up with the mic, it's time to break some neck. End up with two fingers and why? You don't know. The other ain't got chopped off trying to touch my flow. I represent is the unfatable, but niggas don't be knowing. I move being strong like a prostitute knowing. Lyrics blow up in your face like dynamite. I'm sorry I can't help it just because my rhymes are tight. Ignite like a flame. Oh no, what's the name? It's the Tech Young Geek with me. You can't see.
I represent it in a minute, cause that's all I've known. Bust a bitch, never snitch, quick to get my zone. With the jack, I sack a Mac and rats about that gap. Poet glue that the two, get that black ass slap strap. How I adapt to all this pressure and conflict. A nigga make me trigger, I be dropping the bomb shit. I'm with the side where they ride for sport. Sort of shitty in my city, how you come up short. Court is in the zone where it's known as zone. And in fact, where I'm at, they call me Black Capone. Long features each and everyone must see. Can't see seen as the team. But the DPG, see, ain't no recognition. What? We on the mission. We on the mission. Better listen. Better listen. The DPG on the mission.
This is Octavius Miller, the CEO of the West Coast Hip Hop Awards and Seagram Records. You're tuned in to the G. Lou Show, West Coast Wednesdays. You know how we do it. Stand up.
Yeah. when I broke for the street.
Who else could it be? Kill. Explode, my thoughts were drunken from courts of beers. Was years back before Nasir would explore career in rap. As a music dude, I mastered this Rubik's Cube. Godzilla, folk gargantua, eyes glued to the tube. Was a long time ago. John Boy Ice, Geronimo Police, jumping out Chrysler's Easy Rider paper. Pops puffing his chest, punching his chest like a gorilla. Outside with psychos, killers. Saw Divine Goon and Chungo, Little Turkey, R.I.P. Tyrone. Remember no curse in front of Miss Percy, Big Percy, Crazy Paul, the Sled Sisters. My building was 4016, once in the blue. Hallways was clean, I knew all that I seen that meant something. Learned early to fear none. Little nozzles hunting, living carefree, laughing. Got jokes on the daily, y'all acting like some old folks. Y'all don't hear me, yo, I'm in my second childhood.
When I broke for the street,
who else could it be?
N.A.S. Nas, resurrect through the birth of my seat. Queensbridge, make everything right. Get yours, nigga. When I float for the street,
who else could it be?
N.A.S. Resurrect through the birth of my seat. Queensbridge, make everything right.
Yo, dude is 31, living in his mom's crib. Ex-convict was paroled there after his long bid. Cornrows in his hair, still slinging, got a crew. They break his mom's furniture, watching Comic View. Got babies by different ladies high, smoking L's in the same spot he stood since 85. Well, when his dad's slow, he be crazy. Saved by his mom, sitter on her payday. Junior high school dropout, teachers never cared. They was paid just to show up and leave. No one succeeds, so he moves with his peers. Different blocks, different years, sitting on different benches like his musical chairs. All his people's moved on in life. He's on the corners at night with young dudes. His dummy wanna be like. It's sad, but it's fun to him, right? He never grew up, 31 and can't give his youth up. He's in his second childhood.
When I broke for the street,
who else could it be?
N.A.S. Resurrect through the birth of my feet. Queensbridge, make everything right. Get yours, nigga. When I float for the street,
who else could it be?
N.A.S. Resurrect through the birth of my feet. Queensbridge, make everything right.
Baby girl, she's always talking, name dropping, hanging late, drinking, smoking, hates her baby daddy, crave shopping, eat popping, ecstasy taking, won't finish her education, best friend, she keeps changing, stuck with limitations, lusting men, many hotels, Fendi Chanel, with nothing in her bank account, frontin' she do well, her kid suffers, he don't get that love he deserves, he the sun, she the earth, single mom, even worse, no job, never stay working, mad purdy, shorty, they call her the brain surgeon, time flying, she the same person, never matures. All her friends married, doing well. She's in the streets, yakety yakking like she was 12. Honey is 27, argues, fights, selfish in her own right for life. Guess she's in her second childhood.
When I broke for the street,
who else could it be?
N.A.S. Resurrect through the birth of my feet. Queensbridge, make everything right. Get yours, nigga. When I broke for the street,
who else could it be?
N.A.S. Resurrect through the birth of my feet. Queensbridge, make everything right. Get yours, get yours.
Who else could it be?
N.A.S.
Understand this. I don't give a fuck about what y'all talking about. I ain't trying to hear none of that shit. Nigga, I'ma do what I wanna do, when I wanna do it, how I wanna do it. And you better hope I don't do it to you. Now, I don't care what mama got to say, I don't care what grandmama got to say. Nigga, I'm grown. Let me tell you a little something about me. I was born not to give a fuck. Wanna drink, get your cup. Turn it up, throw it up. Take the world, blow it up. Somebody slow it up. Roll it up, smoke it up. My own mama can't keep me from looking up. One ear out the other, one man out the smother. The neighborhood that left me here without my brother. Fuck you undercovers and you dirty motherfuckers in the hood that still fuck without rubbers. Club hop, bar hop, car shop, nail shop, to the mall, spend it all, why the hell not? What bills, what rent, don't know what's spent. Why you care, do you work for the government? Fuck it, homie, I'ma laugh now, cry later. Get your paper, we can laugh now, cry later. All you players, you can laugh now, cry later. Investigators let you laugh now, cry later. See, I'm a product of this urban decay. A nigga dying for tomorrow,
still involved, and cheating's okay. Don't you tell these motherfuckers that my name is O'Shea, cause I'ma fuck up my baby's credit, let him regret it. 7 months old, he's already got a jail record. I'm the one to blame, put it in my mama's name. She's a drama queen, but I got the bling bling. I need the watch and the bracelet and the earrings. I need you all to show up at my hearings. Tell the judge I'm a nice nigga, good nigga, and I'ma play the sad face when he look nigga. Fuck it, homie, I'ma laugh now, cry later. Get your paper, we can laugh now, cry later. All you players, you can laugh now, cry later. Investigators, let you laugh now, cry later. It's fucked up that y'all won't accept my calls. Tell mama, at least she can send some draws. These walls make y'all forget about me. I'm coming home in 2033, but that's irrelevant. Did you get the mail I sent? What I tell her, bitch, you better stay celibate. She start lying to me, tell me who she ain't fucking. Never tell me that my homeboys ain't nothing. Bun in the oven, it belonged to my cousin. Got the nerve to tell me that you really love him. I'ma kill her ass when a nigga make parole. Hit her with my cane, cause a nigga gray and old. Fuck it, homie, I'ma laugh now, cry later. Get your paper, we can laugh now, cry later. All you players, you can laugh now, cry later. Investigators, let you laugh now, cry later. Man, it ain't right, man. You know, y'all ain't doing me right, man. A nigga trying to do right, man. You know, I'm trying to change my life, man. You know, I done found the Lord while I'm in here. You know, I'm trying to do right now. I mean... Sorry for everything.
What's up, party people? And the place to be is Cousin Mercy, reminding you to make sure you check out Westside Wednesdays, brought to you every Wednesday evening on the Jizu Radio Blog Talk Show. Thanks to all our sponsors, BTP Media, Tweet Cadillac, D.D. Harrison, One World Magazine. We're looking forward to seeing you there, Westside Wednesday, 7 to 9 p.m., Blog Talk Radio, brought to you by the world famous Jizu Show. See ya.
About to wrap it up. We got a few minutes left. So you know what we do about this time. I'm going to turn it over to Queen Jean.
Hey, you know what I want? Just some clarification, if you do know. Was the Marathon clothing store, it has now been turned into the neighborhood
yes.
Knit Foundation.
Yes.
That is
I put
such
that on my
an awesome thing.
It's beautiful.
Thing. Okay.
They were talking
is.
About doing it, and I'm glad to see it's fine. You know, they were talking about it, but, you know, we didn't know when or what because the store just looked crazy, and it's now in effect. So, yes, thank you for bringing that up. Yes, the Neighborhood Knit Foundation, which will serve as a community center for people in the neighborhood, will have services, classes, you know what I mean, stuff for the kids, computers, studios, et cetera, just stuff for the community and the kids. That's the Neighborhood Knit Foundation at the formerly the Marathon store.
And you know what? Nipsey's name is Aramis, and Aramis
yes.
means God will rise. You see what's happening here?
Yes.
See what's happening here? Like, wow. That's awesome.
Beautiful.
Especially to have that in that neighborhood where it's well needed.
Right.
It goes back to our conversation earlier. See?
Yes.
There, they can get some structure. These children
yes.
in the neighborhood can get some type of structure. So
that's
going
to bring that neighborhood
place.
Back to life. Because it's been like
absolutely
dead since Nipsey passed, really. So
mm-hmm.
that, I think that's a beautiful thing that, you know what I mean? I'm glad it's happening, you know. So salute to the Marathon, Nip, the whole fam, Sam, and the whole,
they made
family.
It happen.
made it happen.
Mm-hmm.
Rest in peace, Nip.
Wow.
Hermes.
The marathon continues, and that's just what it is. I just wanted to leave everyone with this. I had put this up a few years ago on my social media platform. It says, breath is a gift from the Creator that sustains life on the physical plane. As long as you are breathing, you are connected to the life and grace of God. So just remember that you are connected to the life and grace of God. With that being said, peace, love, and light to everyone. Stay blessed and stay prayed up. Because as my partner will say,
7 days without prayer makes 1 week. W-E-A-K. Remember that.
I say.
We out of here, y'all. Much love and respect. Have a great week. Wes.
Peace.